This is a HeadGum Original.
And I'm...
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm not even really that sick. I just feel really run down in recovering. And it's just like, it's so fucked up that we can never just take a week off of this bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't want to perform right now. I'm in a grumpy mood. You got to save
this
our
the
ass,
show?
Michelle. What's that?
Is this already the show?
No, we haven't started because look at Marika. Marika's not, she's ill-prepared and she's ill at ease. And
I'm
recovering from being
ill. I said
I was
recording a minute ago.
Fine, then yes, this is the show. Then this is the show. Here we go.
So loud. It's
not loud enough.
Welcome to the show. If you're just tuning in, this is the HeadGum Podcast. What?
Of course they're just tuning in. The show just started.
All right. Casey's picking up the energy. I don't necessarily have it today. Let's just say that. Marika, what's wrong?
What are you eating?
Marika's eating.
Sushi.
What? Sushi? It's 2:15. Yeah.
Our lunch arrived as this started.
From you where guys is Joel ordered, in the office? What's that?
You guys ordered sushi as a company for lunch?
Who's yeah, that? Come on in. Yeah.
Who's this guy?
Oh. Come on in. This sucks.
It's our
comes
tech
a
company
guy.
Boss
here
in his
comes
fleece.
A guy.
Oh, I think I need to turn on that mic.
Oh, yeah.
All right, yeah. Hold, yeah.
Well, as she gets up, we should introduce making her HeadGum Podcast debut, Rochelle. Yes.
Rochelle.
Woo. Yes.
Also, are my levels okay? Now they're better. You have a flat ass. Has anyone ever told you that?
No. But nobody's ever said that I had like nice round ass.
Yeah. Just for my ass. Does that make sense?
Have we started?
Yes.
But
this
we started,
is the
but
show.
That wasn't.
Marika's
I don't
housing
think that was
fish.
On.
What's that?
I don't think that was on
camera
record.
Slash mic.
Did we just stop and start again?
Yeah, I had to stop and start to
right
arm the mic.
Ass.
Yeah.
Then... For sure.
I don't have headphones, so I can't hear what Marika's saying.
There's no headphones over there?
Oh, my God.
They could be on a hook behind.
More than me.
This is a great episode.
And I knew this would happen. You know, sometimes
they are.
Sometimes you wake up feeling dangerous. Sometimes you wake up feeling sort of pathetic. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Rochelle, how does it feel?
Which one did you wake up?
Dangerous.
Which is pathetic.
Which is pathetic because it's just this. Rochelle, right. do you want to introduce yourself, what you do at the network, how you're feeling today, and maybe, yeah, like...
That's enough for her.
That's enough for now.
Get started, right, yeah.
We'll get
you don't
started
need to throw
there
so many questions at her at the top.
Like, what's your immigration status?
Pending.
Really?
No. Oh. I'm a U.S. citizen.
Okay. That's good to hear.
Enough. Sorry. And what's your... Let's do social security number.
Let's just do
just
what
one
her
digit
role is at the company. First.
What's your role here at the company?
I don't know. Do you guys know?
Yeah, you're a producer or engineer.
I'm a producer and engineer.
Yeah,
that's cool.
I'll speak for Rochelle.
For what shows?
Case XOXO Gossip King, mm-hmm, and the basketball podcast.
The good one, yeah.
Yeah.
It's about there's basketball.
There's a couple basketball podcasts.
No, I meant
podcasts
good one
here
with Jesse David Ferguson.
Jesse David.
Jesse David Fox.
Fox, yeah.
Jesse David Ferguson.
Are you excited, nervous? I feel like you were forced to do this.
I'm a little scared.
Yeah.
And Anya said she was going to be here to protect me, but she's not here.
She did say that. Yeah. Anya, I feel like my bad habits are rubbing off on Anya.
Like promising one thing.
In what way?
Delivering.
In what way? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Just like, yeah, over-promising, under-delivering. What?
Rochelle, you produced and engineered the last episode of If I Were You.
Yeah, the very last one.
But you didn't know it was the last one
no,
until like
no
you
one told me that.
Roll. Yeah, you were just like, I'm going to show up and help record. So interrupting a kind of interesting conversation for the 312th Bond of the Week, which doesn't matter anymore.
Skylar Gisbondo.
Sure.
Skylar Gisbondo is my pick.
I feel like we said him before.
Also, you changed his name. What's his last name?
Gisbondo.
Who is that?
No, his last name is Gisbondo.
Who is that?
You'd know his face. He plays Will.
He's in Booksmart. He's in The Righteous Gemstones.
He has a great career. I'm jealous of him.
Who is he in both of those?
Casey. He's Danny McBride's son.
Yeah.
Then he's the kid that shows up to the class and has his own.
Guys.
Yeah, yeah,
guys,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Guys.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Rein
yeah.
it in.
The best.
Yeah. Let's continue.
Well, now that I know who it is, I can say that I do think he would be a good Bond.
That Rochelle produced the last episode of If I Were
You. No, you can't go back to that now.
What? Why not?
You interrupted it and we moved on.
We had to do Bond of the Week at the 5-minute episode, the 5-minute mark.
No, we did not.
No, he did not.
And nobody else did their Bond.
Nobody else cares to do their Bond. I also feel like let's get Bond of the Week started. Let's circle back to you producing the last episode of If I Were You, and then we'll do everyone's Bond of the Week.
That's it. That was the whole story that Rochelle sort of tied into my podcast's lore now because she was there for the finale.
Are you frustrated at all that you could have avoided the cancer that was If I Were You? Because you were like one episode away from never having to touch that shit.
I did a couple other ones.
What? I didn't
you
say
made
she
it sound
only
like
did the
she
last
did
one.
Rochelle, who's your Bond of the Week? I don't know if you've ever heard the show.
Of course not.
No, yeah, I haven't.
Oh God.
What's Bond of the Week?
So, Daniel Craig is out as James.
Okay.
So every week until the next Bond is cast, we're lobbing up our pick for the next 007.
Okay.
Yeah. And my pick this week was Skylar Gisbondo. Or should we say Skylar Gisbondo?
Yeah, you did say that a lot.
You can also go last if you want to get a feel for how people pick this.
Okay. I'll go next.
All right.
Similarly, I'll just go with Tim Baltz as Bond.
Okay.
Tim Bonds.
Yeah, that's kind of thin.
Nice. No, that's good. That's
I'm gonna
really
go...
good, actually.
You said it, so don't say it was really good.
I said Tim Bonds.
Well, I was saying Amir's thing was good.
I'm gonna go with the Minions. All of them.
Oh, interesting. That's cute.
Yeah.
That's good, because they could kind of stack on each other and be tall.
You're not worried that they can't speak English? So, like, the classic lines can't
happen. They've said
banana
before. I know that much.
They said banana, which is not really banana.
Imagine them saying James Bond.
Bondana. Bondana. That's really good. See, that's the kind of shit we try to do.
Pass. I don't have one.
You can also pass, I guess. No one's ever done that, but yeah.
I'm going to go Casey Bondahue.
Mm.
Wow.
That's pretty good. Can you give us your...
Casey as James Bond.
You've already been... No. You've already been... Yes.
Oh, okay. Then Marika...
Wait, I've already
Marika
been?
Marika Bondley.
Nice.
Marika That's Bondley good. Is good. But when That's was I good. Previously Bond?
I think I chose you... I don't because someone made the like list of our running Bond of the Weeks, and I think I chose you as but when you were specifically when you're wearing your bolo tie.
Why do we?
Oh, I like that.
What
like make it something happen?
Nothing.
Sorry, Jeff's whispering to me. I don't even know what he's saying.
I don't know what he's saying.
He's
either.
Like giving me notes. No. How about this for a Bond related question?
I heard
question.
Congregate.
I'm saying, why do we even? Yeah. Now I'm just whispering to you two, but like, why do we even do this show? Because like nobody. Fun. One second. Because nobody, like, we're coming together to try to make shit happen, but nothing ever does. Other than, like, I don't know.
Are we coming together to make shit happen?
The downtown episode was good.
Yeah.
I liked the fuck up some rice episode.
People like last week when you were behind.
And last week behind, but then that was like a gimmick, you know? And then now it's like there's nothing. We're all in front of the camera. Marika's in New York. This is a nothing burger.
Rochelle, welcome to the show. I hope you're having
fun. You've really...
I'm having a great time.
I just wanted to comment that Jeff has really taken to the phrase nothing burger.
Mm.
Yeah.
And I don't really know what the origin is.
You started saying it, and I think it's funny.
What is a nothing burger?
But it's like a basketball thing.
Well, basketball is like he scored a 50 burger, like when he has 50 points. But nothing burger is like when you just basically add burger to a quantity is like a thing. But I didn't think nothing burger is specifically a basketball reference. Like this whole trial is a nothing burger, basically.
Did you say podcast?
No.
Because that's actually the word of the day.
I didn't say it.
What is the show about?
Thank God. This is
What exactly? You're getting it.
That was a serious question.
No, yeah, that's correct. No, you're right to ask.
Valid. Yeah. Moving
you're
on.
Right to ask.
Discuss. Do you feel young?
These days, not really. My body's hurting.
I'm gonna go with no.
My bones are aching.
So Casey's bones are aching. Marika just said flat out no. You're 40, bud. So I think you don't feel young.
Yeah, I mean, I don't feel old. I just feel like I'm my age. So, you know, bumps and bruises, trying to maximize sleep, health, food, thinking about mortality more than I was at age 20, sure, but I wouldn't say I feel old. But yeah, I don't feel young either.
Do you fear death?
No, I don't really fear death. It's so far away. Yeah. That I'm more concerned with current problems.
If I was you, well, now that you don't have the show anymore, I'll just say if I were you, I'd be fearing finishing out my mortgage.
Meaning?
Paying it off. Because that means I'll have lived in that house for 30 years. That house, yeah.
Yeah. It's fine.
It's fine, yeah, but you want to like, your house should be an expression of your personality.
Yeah.
And yours is kind of like a white box.
Not really.
Really? Well, because you have that nice patio. And you have the carport.
Rochelle.
I was at Rochelle's house this weekend.
Oh, really?
Rochelle, would you say that your house is an expression of your personality?
Maybe the inside.
Yeah.
I don't know about the outside.
But yours is a rental, we should say.
Yes.
So well, you don't have LA.
One second. Because you don't have control over the outside. You only have control of the inside, on which you put your mark, your stamp.
I guess so. I guess I could do something. What did you think about the outside of my house?
Yeah, I didn't
Casey?
Really see the inside. Rochelle had a birthday party. This
Whoa!
Party.
Oh, yes.
Speaking of getting older.
Do you feel
parties?
Young?
No.
When's your birthday?
April 30th. And then I hit the big 3-0.
Whoa, that's 30 fun. On 30.
30 on 30.
Holy smokes.
Rochelle had a bunch of fun decorations about being old now, which was kind of insulting as someone older than 30.
Yeah.
I was like, well, come on.
Like, oh, she has like, a point. Oh my God, I'm 30 now. And I'm like, yeah.
Marika and I think she has a point.
What?
Because we're both of us are not 30.
Really?
Yeah.
How old are you guys?
I'm
Marika's
40.
29.
Yeah.
I'm 28, actually.
Soon to be 29, we should say.
Yeah, like in half a year.
What is this?
She's Marika's 28 and a half.
This show is
a nothing burger.
A nothing burger.
Yeah.
I'm 25.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's shocking to hear. Every time.
Nobody asks, but I
feel young. We don't seem like we're 15 years apart, right? Rochelle, would you guess
Are you
that
trying
I'm
to say that you seem younger?
I think I'm a little, I feel a little bit younger and you feel a little bit older.
So we're both like 29.
No, I would say like I'm 38-ish and you're sort of 28-ish.
But you're still, that means you're all still right. older than him.
Yeah,
and
still what's older.
Yeah, still 10 years apart.
Still 10 years apart, but 15 feels like so. Would you have guessed 15 years apart?
The only thing that gives it away is the silver in your hair.
Gray hair.
But I feel like
now Rochelle's getting it. That we you got to be a little callous to Amir.
Not really.
I think it's great.
I think it's great.
Great.
Yeah.
That's
it's
good.
Yeah.
I want to be salt and pepper when I'm older. I think it's sort of a... What's that?
I didn't say anything.
Discuss. What do you guys think Landon Donovan is doing right now?
The soccer player?
The what?
The soccer player?
Yes, the
go
soccer
to commercial.
Player.
What?
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Really quickly, can I ask if everyone else was also hearing Jeff's sound
Slack.
Like Slack notification.
Yeah, I didn't hear that.
That's for sure.
That's not on me. This is the HeadGum podcast. Slack is coming from HeadGum.
It sounded
people.
Like a Slack, like a DM, so, like yeah, not even in like a group channel. So
was Marty texting us about lunch? What was the
Slack
message? Yeah,
no,
if it's about lunch, we gotta get on that.
No, Mike has been trying to slide into my DMs for like a year.
Micah Hurwitz.
Yeah.
Why don't you just respond to him?
Why? No, because then it validates him, you know. It's like when people, yeah.
Hmm.
Like, Marika, people probably slide into your DMs, right? Do you ever respond? You don't dignify
on Slack?
No, on Instagram.
Hmm. Not that much.
But you get HeadGum fans reaching out to you?
I'd say, like, every once in a while. But I also am really bad about, like, checking the like, ones
requests
that filter out.
Sure.
Yeah.
Rochelle, do you want to plug your social media?
You can follow me on Instagram at yard_sard.
That's good.
Yard Sard.
Is that your last name, Sard?
No.
You think her first name was Yard?
What the fuck? Rochelle Yard Sard.
The strike is in full effect.
What are we discussing?
The WGA strike. Marika in full effect. Oh, the strike is in full effect. Why haven't we struck? Because Rochelle, how much are you paid hourly or are you salaried?
I'm paid hourly.
So how much do you make an hour?
You don't have to answer that.
But also employee solidarity, because I might make less than you, and then I can use this as negotiation with his ass to get more.
To get more for you, but not her?
Well, if I make more, she could use that.
Oh, that's a good point. You don't have to answer.
It's up to Amir, honestly.
Me? How did I get involved in this whole rigmarole? Yeah, I also agree that you don't have to answer.
Well, it's better for him if you don't answer. Because he's the boss. Marika?
Thoughts on your salary?
Amir's never seen an invoice.
Yeah.
Marika's right.
Oh, yeah. Does Amir, do you even know how much I get paid?
Probably not.
I don't think he does.
Not
if
at
I
all.
Had to guess.
Do you know Casey?
Not at all.
I think I do.
Okay.
40. What? Anya's not here.
Doesn't matter.
You're not protected. And this is on her.
I'm protecting Rochelle.
And now I kind of want to come at you so that Anya feels guilty. I'm not going to.
I'm protecting Rochelle.
Casey hired me.
I said we should hire Rochelle.
You said we'll start you at $7.25 an hour.
Yes. That's what I suggested.
How do you guys know each other?
Don't point like that.
Don't point like that.
I think the first time we met officially was in a group chat Game of Survivor.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then I betrayed Casey.
Yeah, she
dated my ex.
Does that on the
in the Game of Survivor? Sure. Yeah.
How did the text Game of Survivor?
She won the game, by the way.
Oh, really?
She's
is it just like a group chat where like somebody gets
Wait, I have a question.
Yeah.
Common friends?
Huh?
How did you get thrown into a group chat text Game of Survivor?
We were in a editing collective called Racer Trash.
Yeah, Racer Trash.
And then
so we'd make video art.
Speedcaser Trash.
Yes.
Exactly.
And then
who put you in a group text
put you in a group
and
text.
Explain the game?
Yeah.
Our friend Dave Seeker.
Yeah.
Got it.
I know Dave.
Friends.
Yeah. I don't think you do.
I was thinking of
a different Dave.
the clothing
company.
Corey
Seeker. Does Dave Seeker wear a Flieger?
A what?
It's a type of pilot's watch.
Flieger?
Yeah.
I don't think he wears Flieger. I do have a Seeker hat, and I've told him that he should get a Seeger hat himself. But
or David.
A David hat?
Yeah. And he could alternate depending on if he's feeling his first name or his last name.
A lot of people call him Seeger.
You guys must have been really trusting of Casey, because I didn't have any interviews when I was hired here.
You didn't do any interviews?
Because
some people I've heard have had to do 4, which is way too many.
I had to do 3.
I think the difference is full-time versus freelance employee.
My final interview was with Danny and Angie, and I was confused why.
Yeah.
Is
we
Angie
like to do,
here
like,
today?
Cross-departmental.
There's somebody in the conference room with their back to the door.
I think that's Alex.
Berkman?
Get her in here.
She's here every day.
We should try to get her on the 1 p.m. show.
Who's doing the next shift?
I think it's you, Marika,
Allie,
and
I'm
Alex.
Not doing the next one.
What?
It's
what?
Not on my schedule.
Erica's on that one. We're gonna try and get Berkman on, and then if you can, would really love to have you because I don't want it to be all Marika.
Marika said she's not coming.
You're confused.
You don't want it to be all women.
Yeah, what's
and Amir's supposed
to be
on that one.
No, I don't care about that. I just want a familiar face, because otherwise it's mostly people who are never on the show.
And Allie's been on a lot.
That's true. Allie could kind of hold it down.
Also, Amir is supposed to be on that one.
That's
why
what I was
are we
saying.
Spending
it
this episode
Amir
talking about the next episode?
Let's talk.
We're always in pre-pro.
Here's a segment that I like to call
shorter. That's a weird point for it to cut off. This is a segment I like to call So What? So these are article headlines that shouldn't have been reported. The first one is, this golden statue was ridiculed when a local government erected it. Then gold prices skyrocketed.
So what?
So what?
So
we all
what?
Say in unison.
Oh, I see.
So
like a
what?
Call and response thing.
Yeah. West Hartford, Connecticut removes no trespassing signs in town
center. That's where I went to high school.
Just days after installation.
So what? So what?
I actually, I care about that one. I went to high school there.
Wait, what's the actual, they removed a sign? Marika, did you hear about that?
Is this news?
I didn't hear about it.
Marika, are you?
It's news to me.
Are you Gilmore Girls?
No.
But you went to high school in Hartford.
West Hartford.
In West Hartford, born and educated. On the playground is where I did all of my trespassing.
What? Grades were you in?
And what
when you
grades did you get when you were in Hartford?
I was
by
in...
We should say that, because for the viewer who just saw that, what she just kind of her little aside away from the mic, Marika's housing tuna right now with soy. And so I think that that was
I'm
making
literally...
sure that you don't spit soy sauce or wasabi onto the fucking
wow.
Head.
She's
that looks fancy.
Fucking
oh, where's
sush.
That from?
That looks good.
Straight sugar
Bondi
fish
sushi.
For lunch.
She's gonna fuck up some rice.
Just, like, waiting for
I was actually kind of in every grade when I was in high school, which is normal sounding, but I skipped grades. So I started in ninth because my credits hadn't transferred. And then I, the end of the year, I was in 10th. And then I started 11th, but graduated early. So I was also kind of in 12th.
Wow.
So I was there for 2 years.
Would you, so you,
you
kind of
finished
like...
high school in 2 years. Sorry. Kind of interesting.
That is,
you
that
finished
is kind
high
of
school
interesting,
in 2 years.
I mean, technically three. I was homeschooled for ninth grade.
By who?
And you were
but
homesick for your
in...
junior year.
Who homeschooled you?
My mother.
And she just straight up was like, this is geometry. Here's U.S. history. Here's whatever.
I took geometry as like a like an online course in
uh-huh.
3 months actually and I did that and during the summer of eighth grade so that was a whole thing but yeah I did a lot of online courses for like individual subjects and then I went to a nerd camp where I like took biology.
Sorry, I was planning a needle lunch.
Is needle the new Almsby?
It kind of is.
Right
I've only been there once.
We don't have the sax points anymore. Remember that? The sax?
Yeah, I do.
That was the shit.
We should bring it back.
We should, but you know, and you know whose fault it is? Grayson.
Rochelle, would you say you're more or less confused about what this show is now that we're about half hour deep into an episode?
I think I'm the same amount of confused.
Right.
Well,
like,
I'm glad
there's
it
was
no clarity. There's no clarity. There's no faerty.
How can we? Yeah,
we used to advertise with faerty, and now we don't.
Do you need like
take it up how, with?
Yeah.
Does
can
you need help or
can I get a log line?
Yeah, the log line is that it's kind of a mess, but organized chaos, seemingly. But
the log line that I came up with is it's 45 minutes of pop culture discussion, mean-spirited games and quizzes, and gotcha journalism.
Are the stutters part of the description?
When you read it on the website,
yes.
There are going to be stutters
yeah.
written in. Let me tell you something about my email inbox. So I got spam bombed this week, right? And
yeah,
and so what happened was I get an email saying your new American Express gold card is in the mail and it's being shipped to a zip code that I don't live in. And I'm like, okay, that's weird. I don't know. There's maybe this is just like a fake email. And if I click on it and try and give them any of my information, then actually the fraud will happen. Around this email, though, I get like 800 spam emails of people, a bot that had signed me up for every fucking service, email list, newsletter imaginable. And so I'm fucking having to click unsubscribe, report spam for all of them. But I'm like, it eventually calmed down. This was on Friday afternoon. Monday morning rolls around. Your cart is out for delivery. Another spam bomb. Monday afternoon, your cart has been delivered and activated. Holy shit. There's somebody with a card with seemingly carte blanche access. Because, by the way, Amex doesn't have a credit limit, right? And that's how you get in the real trouble.
I don't know if that's true.
Really?
Amex doesn't have a credit limit?
I'm almost positive, yeah.
There's for no a way. Gold card? Maybe
I
for
don't
a
know.
Black card.
What, like you can literally buy a $700,000 car with a
I didn't think
card.
It had a credit limit. I had to call Amex and report the fraud. Uh-huh. They were very kind. They were very nice. They were Richard kind at a certain point. Because nice. They were like, let me tell you about your card.
It's not a great Richard kind.
Can you just be a little more Richard? As in a little kinder to my dumbass. So I unsubscribed and reported spam for like over 1,000 emails over the past week. And some of them are still trickling in, though. One of them being Flurdy. Which is sort of like Fairdy, but I think it's period underwear. Why don't we advertise with them?
Florida?
Florvy?
Florida.
Florida?
Like Florida like meets Fairdy.
Yeah.
Florida. Yeah. So I was right. It is menstrual underwear. And I do think people could maybe use this. Wait, no, it's actually, it's the cup.
But it looks like it's not even in English. It might not be an American company.
Well, we have listeners across the globe. Here we go. Welcome to Goat or Quote.
Goad or quote?
Goat or quote.
Okay.
Have you guys, why do you seem, were you like, you're put out by the whole episode.
Just keep going.
Are you comfortable, Marika? Do you have enough soy? So you guys heard about this Ed Sheeran thing, right?
No.
No.
What do you mean no?
No, I don't follow Ed Sheeran.
I don't either, but it was all over the news, right? It actually mattered not just for Ed, but actually for music in general, the future of it, etc.
What happened?
Am I boring you?
No, just say what fucking happened. We all said we didn't know. Explain it.
Ed Sheeran had been a part of a lawsuit for years about... If he, but from the estate of Marvin Gaye, saying that he stole Let's Get It On with his song, Thinking Out Loud.
I don't know. So, I don't know any Ed Sheeran songs.
All right.
You know Thinking Out Loud.
You know Thinking Out Loud.
You
probably
do.
Not helpful. I thought that was Ariana Grande.
Sit up to my beating heart. I'm thinking out.
Shut up.
He just fall in love in mysterious ways.
I don't listen to the radio.
Actually, that's pretty good.
I don't listen to
maybe
the radio.
Just
top
the drop of your hat. We done fool in love in every single way. Maybe I just
I
tell you
song.
I am
thinking out. No. Keep going.
Thinking into your loving heart. Dancing out to the heart of a thousand stars, so
no,
darling.
It's not ringing a bell.
Suit out in my bed.
The fuck? Goat or quote. I want to know your guys' opinions. We're going to play these songs back to back, and I want to know if you think Ed Sheeran plagiarized Marvin Gaye, right?
Okay.
The lawsuit did finish up with the jury saying he didn't. But I don't know. I want to hear you guys' thoughts. So this is the original. This is Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On.
I've been really trying, baby. Trying to hold back this feeling.
So that's Marvin Gaye, and this is Ed Sheeran.
Take me into your fucking arms.
No, this is not.
Sorry, that was the TikTok version. Here's a video that's just both of them back to back.
Darling, I will be loving you
okay.
till we're 70.
Let's get it on.
Yeah.
Not
like
even
not
close.
Even close.
Yeah.
They sued him because of the tempo or something?
Here's the thing. The chord progression is the exact same, I think, but it also, I think, is up an octave or something. And you, there have already been rulings that you can't copyright a chord progression.
Yeah, there's
right?
only so many like, octaves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard songs sound a lot more similar than those two.
Yeah.
Copyright protection comes down to what's in the sheet music.
Okay, what is...
What did you think of my version versus the Ed? Like when you heard the Ed Sheeran song, you're like, "Oh, now I get
I like
what
yours better."
Right?
There was more character to your voice, as in it sounded worse,
but like
in
more
a charming
attainable.
Way.
Yeah,
exactly. More attainable for
natural.
Sure.
Yeah.
Are you looking at the menu again, or are you looking at the?
Yeah. What do you guys want from Needle? Do you want the Churn Fun?
The what?
The Churn Fun.
Have you eaten that Needle?
No.
It's good. I've been saying we should go
went.
There. Yeah, I went once.
Have you guys had the salted yolk French toast? This looks like a heart attack.
Right, yeah, that one looks a little heavy, but it also probably tastes delicious.
That's true.
Good food.
Is that the end of the segment?
That is the end of the segment.
Quote or goat?
Yeah.
How long have we been going?
That title didn't make any sense.
Goat or yeah. quote? Is it the greatest of all time, or is it a quote of the greatest of all time?
You only explained the situation with the.
So you're
trial.
Saying we should vote on if
we
it was
don't play a game.
And same as a game.
We don't play
a
game.
Segment. I'm so sick of doing games on this show.
It was less of a segment and more of an anecdote, really.
You guys don't fucking yeah. appreciate it when I put a ton of work. This is something I've noticed in outlining this shit. When I put a ton of effort into it, they don't go well.
Oh, we like Jeopardy.
Jeopardy's pretty good.
Jeopardy's great.
Yes, but you have to be sparing with Jeopardy. Jeopardy's yeah, like Jeopardy, but it's all like wrong answers.
It's kind of fun, right? Would you say it's better than Jeff explaining a lawsuit and then telling us not to worry about it?
I would have to play Jeopardy to make that call.
Well, I don't have a Jeopardy prepared. I'm saving it for our potential tour, which, by the way, no word from Katie on that. Katie was like, I'm going to check the budget. No, she didn't. It's been a month since that happened. And oh. Amir brought it up the other day. And look, Faraday.
I like the idea of doing a show in the woods.
That's what I was saying. I said this on the live stream last night. Literally.
Outdoors?
West yeah. Coast tour, right? We're going to do L.A., Big Sur, San Francisco, Portland. What, Marika? And then the
no,
Big Sur
I
one
know.
Is called.
It's
yes.
funny.
And then on the, exactly right. And this, guess what? It's a comedy show. So, Rochelle, this is the idea, right? It's called, the episode would be called If a Tree Falls. And it would be a last minute secret show that we announce day of at the Henry Miller Library stage.
It's not
in the woods.
Secret anymore, yeah. right? You're
well,
explaining
the whole
concept.
Well, they're not going to know when it is. They're not going to know when it is. And you want some people there, right? So if we go ahead and we're like, okay, we're going to do a tour in August, right? We're going to do a tour in September or something. The LA show is on August 17th, right? And then our San Francisco show isn't until August 20th. People can infer that the fucking If a Tree Falls episode is going to be somewhere in between there, right? And so some people, especially Bay Area people,
camping
might...
out at a library for days.
I just think we should do a 4-day tour. And if I'm wrong for that, what's that?
Keep going.
You interrupted. And I'm not even talking to Casey. I'm talking to Marika.
I do shit.
2 dates. That's all I need. To revamp this whole Shabazz.
It has to be profitable. We can't just go to the middle of the woods and lose money. Nobody
Which is why Katie has to check the budget.
Really?
Because it'll cost us money.
Well, what if the episode does so well online?
Most of these episodes do the same regardless of who's on them or where they were recorded. So you can't say, oh, this episode will be exceptionally well attended or whatever.
Really?
And we also can't sell
ads.
Yeah, knowing that there will be a bump in traffic for that particular episode.
Well, the only way to balance it out would be ticket sales.
Right. And you want to do it in the middle of fucking nowhere, so nobody will come. And you don't want to even tell people when it is.
What if we do a live show from Carmel by the Sea?
That's the same
that's
area.
Beautiful.
That's the same area. We're going to lose money on that because any venue there is going to take like 20%. The Henry Miller Library,
and
I
Big
already
Sur
talked to them.
Is better?
I already talked to them in person. I talked to the owner of the library. I was like, do you guys do shows here? They said, yes. I said, I do a podcast called The HeadGum Podcast. Could we do it here for free? He said, yes. As long as people buy books.
For free means no. Free mean it's a library where they're selling books.
It's a cool library. I've been there. It's like it's not like a library in the sense that you're thinking. It's more like
it's a bookstore.
A bookstore in the woods.
Two book minimum.
Mm-hmm. Rochelle, have you ever been to the Henry Miller Library?
So we're not making money.
Rochelle's
on this.
Been there.
I've been there.
Should we do a podcast here? I think that'd be cool.
Yeah, I have an idea.
Oh. Cause baby, no!
Rochelle's got an idea.
Take me
I'd
into
love to hear Rochelle's
fucking
idea.
Yeah,
can we hear the
What's
idea?
The idea?
It's okay. It's too late.
It's too late now.
Great.
You
I
want to play your little jingle. Your little fucking TikTok sound.
I'm sensing like animosity, and I want to know who the HeadGum rivals are.
Oh, interesting.
Of the employees.
It's kind of everyone versus me. Casey and Amir haven't said anything towards each other.
But it's also kind of you versus Amir.
Yeah.
How long did that survival game take over text? Was it like a one-night affair or like a multi-week battle?
Multi-week.
And then do you think Landon Donovan still lives in L.A.?
The soccer player?
Yeah.
I don't know. He lived in L.A. at all.
Well, he played for the Galaxy, so you could have inferred.
But the Galaxy doesn't really play in L.A. Like, doesn't LAFC play like in L.A. proper?
Bye! It's the end of the episode.
So no plugs, no anything. A hard out.
Oh my god.
Was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.